Good afternoon, everybody. So last year, at the beginning of the year, I was walking in the staircase back there, and someone stopped me and said, "Rabbi Leibowitz, it's important shaila. Are you allowed to open a window in front of a plant on Shabbos?" I'm like, "Why is that an important shaila? Like, I never even thought of that question before." And apparently, Rabbi Wiederblank's chabura was Rabbi Wiederblank's afternoon shiur was learning Melechah Zoreya at the time, and the shaila came up: is there a problem with opening up a window in front of a plant? Zoreya is the very first melacha listed in the Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel, and the Mishnah lists the 39 melachos, which the Gemara right away notes is a little bit troubling. It should have said choresh first, and the Gemara says no, because it's teaching that even the harisha you do after Zoreya is also a melacha of choresh. So it's a chiddush in choresh that Zoreya comes first. Now, one thing to note about the melacha of Zoreya is that you don't need to see the results of this melacha in order to violate the melacha. It's inherent in the nature of the melacha that you don't see the results of the melacha right away. You put a seed in the ground, nothing happens for a long time. Eventually, something comes out of the ground. So that's critical over here, because one might think, I'm opening a window in front of a plant, so a little more air comes in, or a little more sunlight comes in, and that promotes growth. But come on, I don't see anything happening. You don't need to see anything happening in order to violate Zoreya. In fact, there's a machlokas, Rashash Milchas Chinuch, very sodistic machlokas. What if you put seeds in the ground and then you rip them out of the ground? Did you violate Zoreya? Meaning, is it you put seeds in the ground that could, and that maisa right there is the malacha, or is it only if it leads, if it gets to to eventually achieve some level of growth? The raya is from the question is whether we compare it to putting dough in an oven, right? Because Gemara's mefurish in the beginning of Masech Shabbos, if you put dough in an oven and then you take the dough out, you did not violate the malacha of ofa. You violated nisad rabbanon called rediyas hapas, but you didn't violate afiyah. Why not? I put dough in an oven and it could bake there. But so the question is, do we say the same thing by the malacha of Zoreya? So that's one important thing to know about the malacha of Zoreya. Another very critical thing to know about the malacha is the Gemara tells us that it doesn't have to be that you plant necessarily. It could be that if you're mavrich or markiv or you water the plant or you do anything that promotes growth, even if you just prune the plant, because when you prune, it promotes further growth, and that's also a malacha. So apparently anything that you do that promotes the growth of the plant is going to be a malacha. So this conversation about opening up windows became a topic of conversation when Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brought it up in his Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Os Ches. He quotes a Machzeh Avraham, where the Machzeh Avraham was asked about a greenhouse. Can you take the roof off of a greenhouse, glass roof that was going to allow the sunlight to promote growth of the plants? And he says, well, you're not doing anything to the plants, nor are you doing anything to the sun. The sun is there the whole time. The plants are there the whole time. You're just removing the barrier in between them, and therefore that's going to be mutter. That's what the Machzeh Avraham said. Comes on Shlomo Zalman and he says, no, that is not correct at all. He says, the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Chaf Amud Beis talks about opening a door connected in there. If you know that opening the door, that there might be a wind that blows out the ner. Now the wind is there, the door, the ner is there. All you're doing is you're removing the barrier in between them. So the Gemara says you can't even do it at a time when there are normal wind conditions that are not going to blow out the ner, lest you come to do it when there are abnormal wind conditions that will blow out the ner. So do you see that when there are abnormal wind conditions that will blow out the ner, it's an isidoraisa. So Shlomo Zalman says, therefore, removing the roof of the greenhouse to allow the sun rays to go through and to affect the plants and to promote the growth of the plants is an Isser d'oraisa of Zoreya. On the other hand, the Machzeh Avraham thinks that it's not an Isser at all. It's only a grama because you're not doing anything to the sun. You're not doing anything to the plants. You're just removing the barrier. And therefore, it's only a grama. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchisa that if you're not doing something to promote growth, you're just removing something that impedes growth, that you're allowed to do. Meaning, let's say it's getting really, really hot and the heat is going to kill the plants. So you can open up doors and windows in order to allow cool air to come in so that the heat doesn't kill the plants. Not because you're promoting it, you cannot promote growth, but you could prevent, you could do something that will that will prevent the plants from overheating. The Yerushalmi implies otherwise. Yerushalmi in the seventh paragraph of Masechet Shabbos seems to assume that even removing things that are going to impede growth are going to be asur on Shabbos Midah or Raisa. In fact, the Shvisa Shabbos writes that when it comes to other dinim in the Torah, mavriach ari, when you just chase away something that's going to cause a problem, that's going to be a hazard, that that's not considered to be a maisa when you're mavriach ari. But when it comes to Shabbos and Shemitah, mavriach ari is a malacha. So it is a malacha Shabbos to even chase away something that would otherwise be damaging. So, however, even if you assume that mavriach ari is a problem, if it's not yet at the point where it's overheated and you're just trying to prevent it from getting to that point, that for sure is going to be okay. That's what Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa writes. Okay, great. That's all if you're doing that on purpose. But most of the time, when you open up your window in your house, you're not thinking about the plant. You're thinking about your that you want some air. You're thinking about that you want some cool air or you want some sunlight. You know, Baruch Hashem, I live in a house where we've never managed to keep a plant alive for more than a couple of days. So this was never an inyan for us. We have, I think, the longest living chilazon in the history of chilazons in our fish tank, but he's unaffected by the sunlight as far as I can tell. But what if you actually, you know, you're a plant person, you have plants on your windowsill. I think that's where plant people keep their plants, on the windowsill. So can they open up the window? Can they open up the shades to allow the sunlight in? Can they open up the window to allow air in? So Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva nichav das chelakei simin chav tes, and Rav Pesach Frankenhart Zvi Archaim simin kuflam and gimel, and they are both makel. So why is Rav Avad makel? He says, I have three sniffim lahakel. Sniff number one lahakel is the Rashba in Shabbos Tav Kuf Zayin, the famous Rashba in Shabbos Tav Kuf Zayin, where the Rashba quotes from Yerushalmi that you could lock the door of your house on Shabbos because you don't want your house to not have security. You want to protect everything that's in your house, even though there happens to be a deer inside your house at that time. And by locking the door of your house, you're going to be trapping that deer in your house. It's a little hard to relate to. Most of us, if there was a deer in our house, we'd get out of there. We'd open every door and we try to. But okay, let's say you're comfortable living with a deer in your house and you just want to protect your silver. So you could lock the door to protect your silver, even though it's going to keep the deer in the house. Aye, it's a melacha tzeda. You're being tzad tzvi. So why is that okay? So the Avnei Nezer in Orachaim Sim Kuf Tzadi Dalid explains that closing the door doesn't do anything to the deer. You're not acting upon the deer. It's just a grama. So if you're doing it with a malacha smach sheves that you're intending to trap the deer, then it's taka malacha. But psikresha is not going to be nogeya when it's only a grama. It doesn't turn a grama into a maisel. When that's not your kavana at all, then it's not going to be a problem. So says Rav Avadya. Same over here. You're opening the window. Just enochinami maybe a psikresha that the sunlight is going to affect the growth of the plant. But you're not doing anything to the plant. You're just opening it, and you're not having any kavana. So there's no malach smachsheves, and there's no, and it's only a grama, and therefore it's going to be mutter according to the Rashba. The problem is the Ran Lam Chesam Ralph Bedape Arif disagrees with that Rashba and says Rav Avadya, we could still be makel because the fresh air and the heat was already there. Meaning he uses the same svara that the Machzor Avraham uses. The fresh air and the heat was already there. The plant was already there. All you're doing is you're removing, and you're not doing anything to either one of those things. You're just removing the barrier. So that's not a malacha at all. That's only a grama, and that's going to be mutter. And then he said, third tzad lahakel is it could be you're doing nothing. Meaning there is enough air in the apartment already, in your home already. There is enough sunlight in your home already. And it could be that it was still going to, you know, that it was still going to grow and sprout and not die, even if you don't open it up. So between those three tzadim, he thinks that there's what to be makel with. So again, he has the Rashba with the Melech Tzmach Sheves. Even the Ran who disagrees with the Rashba might say that in our case, it's better because you're just being Meser Hamoneya. You're just removing that which is preventing the sunlight and the air from affecting the plant. And when the plant is likely going to grow anyway, and you're just giving it a little bit of a boost, but it was going to happen anyway, maybe that's not an Issa D'Oraisa, only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, it's a psikresha on a D'Rabbanan. And there are machronim that are makel on psikresha D'Rabbanan. So even though we don't love being makel about a psikresha D'Rabbanan, the Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Dalet Sifkarnei is makel on psikresha. We don't love it, but considering all the other sudden lahakel, maybe it could be makel on a psikresha on a D'Rabbanan. Certainly to mindfully do it, Lechora is going to be aser, but this Rav Avadya comes out that you could be makel when you're not doing it intentionally. I don't know. You have to see if you really buy all those tzad lahakel to see whether that's takamuter or not. So you could be machmir like me and not have any plants.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.